We are once again together with you on a brand new episode of In Conclusion, and I am joined today here with my friends, and I'm going to ask them. Enes, how are you today?
I think I'm doing fine. Fine.
Okay, what about you, Binali?
I'm doing all right. I'm a bit tired because, as usual, my sleep schedule is a wreck, but I'm doing okay.
Elif, what about you?
I'm fine too. The weather is nice. I can finally see the blue sky and the sun. It's been a while and the days are getting longer. Spring is here. So yeah, looking forward to the coming summer.
Okay, I think Cemre has fallen to the ground too recently, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I believe so.
Okay, and finally you, Izal.
I'm trying to be fine. Thank you.
And how are you, Jenkins?
Thank you, Binali. I am feeling quite well. I have recently finished the Godforsaken book, Dr. Zhivago. I am very relieved. I am I feel so relaxed after finishing the book. It is no longer... I feel great about that. So, today, me and my good friends, we are going to talk about a topic that has recently came into our attention because of Netflix's Avatar release. And the topic is remakes. We are going to try to talk about what we think makes a good remake and what makes something worth remaking. And starting us with that topic, Enes, give it away. Is that a thing? Do people say give it away? Take it home. Talk.
Take it away, I think.
Speak, say things.
I will take the topic. Okay. I recently watched, like maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago, the live adaptation of the Avatar. And I was having some mixed feelings about watching it. Because when they were releasing the characters and showing some artwork, I was kind of hesitating. Also, they also released episode names, how they were structuring the season first season. And there were some, like, there's a whole YouTube, sub-YouTube that I would say, dedicated to Avatar series. Like, there are many people who are kind of exploring the lore and exploring the story, exploring the world building, analyzing it. There is even a channel, YouTube channel, who overanalyzes each episode scene by scene. And I was also watching those people and they were analyzing how they can implement the things into the season, because they changed the order of the things happening. Also, they moved things from the other seasons into the first season. And they were kind of making some assumptions. So just right after the episodes are released, I watched it. I was only able to watch the first episode. And after that, I was so tired. And I'm not completely against the way they were explaining the story from 100 years ago. And because we all know what happens in a way, we know the main story arc. So I think it can be the director's choice or the writer's choice to put the... Is it a spoilerless episode? Because I don't think it's relevant.
It is not a spoilerless episode. Be aware.
We are going to talk about a lot of media in this episode, and we are, in order to make our points, we are going to have to do spoilers.
It's obvious. It's the start of the thing. Like, they put Air Nation's genocide in the first episode. It's well-known fact.
The last airbender.
Can you say genocide on internet? Do you get bad search results when you say genocide?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Like, should I censor that?
No.
In order to...
I don't know. It's...
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, we are not on YouTube. We are not on anything with an algorithm.
Also, we said it too much already.
Okay, then. Or maybe that's why our Eurovision episode is so popular, because we never said anything like genocide or murder on that. Please continue, Enes.
So, like, I take it as an artistic choice. It's okay. So after watching that, I stopped. And after one day, I'll give it another chance. And I was watching the second episode, and they showed Kiyoshi, and they completely changed the mechanic of how Avatar is kind of going into Avatar states or something to communicate with the older avatars, previous avatars, actually. So I was also, maybe it can work. Then after that, I watched the whole season back to back. After the second episode, I gave it a little bit break as well. Then afterwards, I watched all.
What made you to watch everything rather than stopping watching the remake?
There are two reasons. I want, when you just start something, there is a barrier, a wall that you need to pass over. I passed that wall after watching the second. I accepted it as a live action movie, a live action series. Before that, I wasn't in the world as well. It was so different, a foreign thing to me. I wasn't into that. But after that, I saw their changes a bit and understood what they are doing. And they were like it was the third episode or something that they completely messed things up in the Omashu episodes. I can still, the reasons they are doing that to put it into a Netflix 8 episode, 40 minutes episode clips parts, they kind of butchered it into that format. And I can see their marketing or business strategies of doing this, because it's a Netflix show and they make it in the Netflix way. I can see that. Do I agree with this? No. But there are, like, I can always go against with everything. So even the things that I agree with, for the sake of discussion, I will oppose those ideas. Let's just say, like, I will, as I can always oppose, I will say the things I like. I think there may be, I want to believe there are some things that are made and put it by the original creators or the people who really knows the series, that actually it won't change the thing of the, like, the main story. They made some implementations, like 41st division in the series. Like, there is nothing like in the Zuko's banishment on the original series as well. He talks over to his father, and in the live adaptation as well. And it is about a 41st division that they are putting in the front of the line that are going to be like die as soon as possible. Like, they are just sparing those division. And in the live action, they are giving those division, the division, to Zuko's fleet, as a Zuko's fleet in the banishment. And you can, and his father says, oh, you can take it if you really care about that. And that's a nice addition to the original story, I guess. That's one of the things that I like. Like, we shouldn't always oppose things, I guess. And it won't change the story that much. It's also like in the original series, Zuko need to gain the respect of his crew as well, in a way. And he gained it in a different way this time, because Iroh told the division that he actually saved them. And I'm okay with that. I also really like how they are showing the Lieutenant's ceremony after Ba Sing Se, and the talk, small talk with Zuko and Iroh. I also like that because we, in the original series, we haven't seen, like, okay, Lieutenant's death was also already written, but it didn't mean so much for the audience as well with the original voicing actor passing away. So it makes a like emotional, it makes for the it's something special for the audience and the creators. And they are putting it in the first season. It's a nice addition. But the butchering up the whole things into a different like 8 parts thing is completely not okay.
No, Enes, I just want to say something because the other stuff I can't really talk on because I refuse to talk about live action. But did you just call one of the most gut-wrenching moments of entire animated series not very impactful?
I will agree with Binali in this. I also think that the Tales of Ba Zingse Iroh part is one of the most, it's one of the strongest emotions ever conveyed in an animated series. Enes, what's wrong with you?
There is not a single time I watched that scene and it didn't make me cry.
I mean, when you watch in the first season, it is also emotional. Like the part they put it is also emotional in a way. But showing it showing the relationship with Zuko and Iroh in the first season is okay. Maybe you can argue that. But maybe I'm thinking like when you're watching this remake, you don't actually learning things from the start. You have already know those relationship, and it may don't need to be revealed afterwards because we all know that.
Do we have to though? Should a remake count on the fact that you have watched the original?
No. But for this remake, I don't think that it is like many of the people who watches this live adaptation has already watched the original series, I guess.
I didn't. Yeah, I watched some.
Like, I don't think we should focus exclusively on Avatar because like I said, the topic is more general in remake sense, but maybe Izal or Elif, one of you have something to say about this.
I guess like for me, like Izal, you know, being one of the person who hasn't seen the original show but watched the remake, it is not really to be a good remake. I don't think it should fully rely on the idea of people seeing this show before, but it should take the consideration of.
Mm-hmm.
People who love the show, the original series, will or should appreciate our take on this story. And to do that, I think it's really important to understand the characters, their storyline, what are their struggles, motivations, and what are the key point of knots in the story leads to those character arc changes. And that's what makes the original series, whatever it can be, like it doesn't have to be Avatar. I think that analysis before starting any remake is really important from the writer's end, from the director's end, and naturally the actor's end. But I think it should be mostly made in the production line. Like it has to be cooperated there from the get-go so that everybody is on the same page. And then there will be compromises, right? Because what Enes said, it's a Netflix show. Even though they utilize it at the same time, technically, because it's a live adaptation in this case.
Even exactly. 20 minutes longer.
But the sense of the world has to be considered into the making because that would mean creating totally new CGI locations and budgeting, whatever, right? Like in the reality of it all. But for me to create like a really holistic sense of the remake, those two things has to be considered. First, the loyal fans of the source material and the new people who wanna, like can be introduced into the show, into the world. And that basically lays on the understanding of the story and the arc rather than, oops, this was a filler episode, let's not put that in. Because those filler episodes or those mundane moments of humanity where the characters are actually portrayed as real people. And that's really important in any adaptation, if it was a book or if it was a, I don't know, comic book, any way or form, those things needs to be considered, because those small moments of time, like just eating lunch together, may seem like nothing, but to the listener or to the audience, that would mean like these friends are family. These group of people of the main arc are rivals. Like you kind of understand their dynamics between them. But when you cut those out in order to squeeze in more action-oriented, more plot-driven like positions into the remake, you miss this, these kind of like important, humane elements of the show.
Well, also, I really don't enjoy, especially with in terms of Avatar, I really don't enjoy the look of like, oh, these episodes are like filler. Like, give me an example of a filler episode in like first season of Avatar, because all of the episodes...
I don't think there's a single filler episode in the entire Avatar. Maybe the one with the lake in the, like the lake village in the third season, but that's...
No, it's not...
No, like there is an episode, there are two tribes, they don't get along with each other.
The Great Divide, and yes, that's not a filler episode because Aang learns an important...
That's not a filler episode, that's about Aang's characterization.
Like every season, Aang or another member of the team learns a lesson just because it doesn't contribute to some like main plot, quote unquote. That doesn't mean it's a filler episode. I mean, you know what's a filler episode in that sense, if we are judging it like that? Tales of Ba-Sing-Se is a filler episode. There is not a single plot progression in it, but it is one of the most important episodes in the whole series. You can't
for the Netflix part, I can only accept that some of the things, like because of how the original series are structured, there may be some of the things maybe less valued. The time they need to separate it like 20 minutes chunks in the original series, but now they can explore it on the different lengths. But they put them in a different cause restrictions that end up going bad.
I think I will be in a sort of middle position. Like, I wholeheartedly believe not a single episode of the original Avatar is a filler, but I also think that there are some elements in the show that some episodes were about character development, and those characters could have developed by an alternate mean as well. Like, take the episode with the fortune teller from the first book. I think there is a lot of character growth there, but the same character growth could have been achieved with a different episode too.
No, it could have been.
So maybe in that sense they are replaceable. But I have a different thing to say. Like, I agree that the cartoon Avatar, the animated, I think they are calling cartoons now in order to sound more classy. The animated Avatar is more about character growth. Like Binali said, in every episode, there is a certain character development happening in those 20 minutes. Like, a character learns something about themselves, figures something about what it something means for them. However, it is my understanding that the Netflix show is more event-driven instead of characters. Like, stuff happens is more the vibe of the Netflix show. So I am not saying one is good and one is bad. What I am saying is that might be a good reason to have a remake. Like, you look at the show and say, this show is too character driven. I don't like that. I think there should be more event focus. Like, we should be more focusing on the events instead of what people are thinking about those events. I am not saying this is a good idea for Avatar. I am just saying this may be a motivation.
No, I get it. But I'm just going to say one, like, final thing about Avatar based on what you said. I feel like Avatar being a mostly like a spiritual journey thematically as a show. Maybe character focus is better than events focus, but you know.
Like I said, I am not saying this is a better choice for Avatar's story. But then again, I think the main problem with adapting Avatar's, the series of the, I mean, the TV series Avatar, the animated series, is it's already perfect. You really can't improve on something that good. Like, it is much easier to make remakes of things that had problematic angles. Like, maybe like 20 years from now, somebody is going to remake Riverdale. And they will do a much better job because the original Riverdale isn't very good. It has potential that is not very well used. I think Avatar has really used a lot of its potential. Like, maybe if they did the Korra instead of the regular Avatar, that would have been a better remake. Just on the merit that Korra being not as good a show as the original Avatar. Enes.
I was just going to say, like, it's kind of disagreeing with you in a way in the first book only. I think Avatar had matured its story in a way, like, throughout its series. Like, I think it was just a budget issue or how it started in the earliest years. They couldn't kind of focus it. Like, they didn't know their audience as well. The first book is my least favorite book, and it's not kind of well organized rather than the other two books.
Oh, I agree with that. It isn't very well organized. Like, you can swap episode orders.
Maybe there are some little room that they can improve it. And I think maybe if the original creators had a remake of the first book only with the animation, maybe they can improve the animation style because it's kind of low quality as well. It could have been better. But I don't think that we can really understand Netflix adaptations if it's good or bad in the first season with the first book. But I don't think they will be as successful as this in the next books. I mean, take their success level and make it lower in the next books. They're the most successful they can get with this series. And you know, many of failed in this way of remaking the first book. And maybe... yeah, I was talking about M. Night Shyamalan.
The movie, the unmentionable.
I mean, we don't talk about the movie. I'm just going to say...
Title.
We don't have high expectations for the adaptation and remakes. Maybe that's why.
I kind of do, but I was just gonna mention on, like, and this is outside Avatar, like you said, if the original creators went back and remade, and I see, this is not I don't think this is a healthy attitude towards media, and I don't know why this is so, like, prevalent, especially in recently, because, like, when you look at the painting, you don't say, oh, if the original creator went back and repainted this, it would have been better. Like, and like, or when you look at a statue, or like, mostly when you look at music, you don't really. Sometimes you say, like, oh, like, an artist could go and re-record, but that's not an expectancy you have on music, right? But I don't know why there's so much, like, expectancy when it comes to stuff like movies and TV shows that, like, oh, like, they can go in and fix things. They can, like, this is, like, not to get too sappy, but this is art, right? And if it's art, and if it's telling something on some level, whether it's, like, on a personal level or a societal level or both, it's just weird for me to look at something like that and as something to be constantly remade or fixed, especially by an original creator.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I also, like, feel some kind of way about, like, director's cuts sometimes. Because, like, I don't know, should we constantly expect things to be, like, made perfect by the original creator to go back and fix things in? Like, is that a right thing to expect?
In terms of director's cuts, there is a little nuance. When director's cut first became a thing back at the day, the reasoning behind it wasn't that if only director had a chance of going back and fixing it. The thing was, director was forced out of doing what they wanted by a stupid studio, and they were trying to make it right.
Taylor Swift album.
But that's not what happens right now, though. Right now, it's really an, right now it's sort of like, what if we can charge for you for this movie twice? Is the
not
director's
not
cut? That's why the Lord of the Rings director's cut is better, because it is like, if I had, I wanted to make these movies 3 hours, but they forced me to do them 2 hours.
Yeah.
But for Hobbit, it's stupid and we don't really care.
But like, that's what I mean. Like, there's...
But the main thing, if it's need to be done, I prefer it to be made by the original creator rather than someone else. If it's need to be done. But I prefer the original.
That's an interesting opinion.
Why? I don't necessarily agree with that.
I directly disagree with that. I think if when an original creator creates something, they are done with that. That's it. They should no longer be.
But I want Enes to give his opinion. Then I'll give an opinion around something.
Yeah, like for the Avatar, maybe we talked so much about Avatar, but I think they also had limitations in the first book on the original series. So maybe like as a director's cut, they can like, as it's animation, it's not like it won't be the same. So they will scene by scene remake the episode. But I don't think it's necessary at all. But for the sake of argument, I just thought it out loud. That's why I said it. Maybe they could have made the remake. But it won't be necessary though.
Well, I'm just going to say, I don't think it is like, especially I think coming from original creator. I mean, the circumstances change, right? I think one example I would give is Blade Runner, which is not exactly a remake, but in terms of director's cut. When Blade Runner came out, it was like a huge flop, but it was like a cult classic instantly. But the studio tinkered with it and like added some like voiceover in every part of the movie because they were like concerned the audience wouldn't get the movie. So the first director's cut removed all of that. And it's like, the version of the movie that is beloved today. Then at the anniversary of it, I think like 20th anniversary or something, the director went back to it and edited some scenes to it because he could, because it was a cult classic now and he's a big name. Ridley Scott is a big name director. He could. And in my opinion, those kind of like ruin the movie because it makes it so unsubtle in terms of what it's saying and like what you have, you get out of it. And it's like, universally panned as like, why did you do this? And I don't want creators to continuously go back and remake their
perfection
old stuff
doesn't
to make
exist.
It better or make it perfect. So that's why I disagree. Like, should we, for our next episode, go back to our first episode and re-record it? Because it wasn't perfect.
Here it is, Mr. Binali.
You can always do that. Let's try one.
I mean, let's not just say that we won't do it immediately. You never know. But I think there's a good way of doing that too. Like, I am gonna you can maybe tell the story from a different character's perspective.
That's
like
different.
A nice thought.
Like, no, but what I'm saying is, if you want to revisit your original story, one way you can do it is explore the same story from a different character's. Like, you guys all know what I'm referring to, right? The
yes.
Sequel, yeah. Sequel to Kill a Mockingbird.
I am so
basking my culturedness.
Bait and switch, but yes.
But yes, the Twilight book. I'm talking about the Twilight book, don't worry.
I mean, you're also right about the Kill a Mockingbird one.
And another way of doing this is, maybe you can slightly change some parameters about the story. Like, you can maybe change the gender of the characters, again, Twilight. I think like there are ways for an author to revisit their original story and enter it with a different take. I categorically don't think that's a very good thing to do. Like, let me tell you about my favorite remake of all time. HBO's Rome, which is a remake of Julius Caesar's play. Julius Caesar play of Shakespeare, which is a remake of Julius Caesar, the historical character.
He's a character. The Vacuum Jewels.
No, yeah. I think most biographies are remakes of historical stories. Because and the way you would do it, the reason why we all love, I mean, I all love HBO's Room is, what it does is, it looks at the story, the original story, and say, I want to enter this story from this angle and say those things using this story.
These two like, legionaries.
What makes, yes, Titus Pullo and Lucius Varinus are the reason why HBO's Rome is a good show.
Fully agree with you.
They are approaching the same story, the same backdrop, but they are telling a kind of different thing over it. Like, that's the reason why people generally don't like Napoleon movie, the new movie. And they like the movie that was about the lovers, Desiree, I think. Because I think when you make a remake, the most important thing for you to do is accept that the original story exists and it has said all it wanted to say, and you should say new things based on that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can maybe say, what if the witch who stole the girl and put her in a tower so that she can have longer hair was actually a person we can sympathize with? That's the remake I like. Maleficent is the good remake Disney made. That's my general... that's why I would want to make a remake, so that you can have a different take on an existing story and like sort of like fan fiction with acclaim, as me and Binali like to argue over. You need to say something new.
Okay.
And you can do this with an existing content by slightly adjusting what you are saying is what I want to say.
My favorite remake is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Okay. It's a really good remake book.
Yeah, that's, yes.
I agree with you in the sense, like, I think one really good example I could give is Suspiria. Suspiria is like an Italian horror movie. And because it's an Italian horror movie, it's very light on story. It's like, it takes place in a dance school. And there are witches. This is the vibe. And the rest of it is all scares. And it's a cult classic. It is very acclaimed. And they remake this like almost 10 years ago now, 2017. And the Suspiria remake is completely different. It's, first of all, it's 3 hours long. It's very heavy on like the setting and the story and the themes. Like, they take the backdrop of a dancing school and make dance the focus of the whole movie and the way those witches like make their spells. And it's like, it couldn't be any more different. And there are a lot of fans like hate it because it's so different. But to me, it's such a perfect remake because it takes the angle the original never takes because it just saw it as like a backdrop and it completely flips it over. Like, it takes a movie that's like wholly based on scares and aesthetic and completely flips on a story about like themes and story and characterizations. And I think that's a really good way to make a remake. And at that point, maybe you could argue that like at what point a remake of something stops being like the original thing, if it's so different.
One of the good remakes is also like, I just wanted to quickly add, like most of the Studio Ghibli, like Hayao Miyazaki movies, most of them are based on books and totally recreation of the worlds and characters. And there are things that are slightly different with the characters too. But overall, it's a really compelling storytelling and visually masterpieces, basically.
Or not just books, but also like folk tales. Yeah, a lot of them are good. And some of them are Tales of Earthsea. God, Tales of Earthsea is so bad. But I think that's the part I definitely agree with you, that like it has to be something different. Or it has to be vastly different, maybe. I think another good example of what it could have been, not what it happened, because I have a lot of feelings about it, is the Scott Pilgrim animated remake, which like... With the first episode, it takes an like vastly different approach to the original story, and like, oh, we're going there, we're going to explore something, and it doesn't really explore it later, which is a disappointment. But like, I think that's the angle you have to like take a stab at a remake instead of just going, we're going to do basically the same thing and like bank on your knowledge of the characters. We're just going to change things here and there. And like that kind of shows to me that one, maybe you're not really fully invested in telling a story. And two, maybe you don't really understand the original material, which I'm not going to go back into it, but a lot of things I have seen and heard about, like Avatar remake, just gave those vibes. So that's why I'm not happy about it.
One of the common consensus, like, or general comments that I saw overall online was Avatar remake was trying to be a little bit more like Game of Thrones and like more adult take, more mature take on the well-known cartoon show. And this kind of created a different sort of expectation from the audience too. And the other thing is like, when we consider these changes of the take, which can be really well done, it could lead to a total flop as well, because the problem kind of comes into understanding the storyline, I think. Like John Dennis said, it can be based on events or characters, and you can definitely add things or change things. But overall, I think you need to still tell a coherent story. When a remake is stuck in between, trying to still honor the original one but add things, it starts to get like butchered, it has said. It starts to have unfinished or unpolished stories. And that's kind of the problem. I think like with the Scott's Pilgrimage, like that, the thing with that was it's a totally new take of the story, but it has its own arc and own, you know, points that is still channeling the original one. And I think the biggest problem with the bad remakes is it's trying to do all the things at once and cannot prioritize which way they want to go with. And then they stuck in between, which leads to a not really well-defined story or characters or even world at all.
And if you brought up an excellent point, let's talk about Game of Thrones.
wait. Let me stop you right here. Let me quickly say this, and you can keep talking about Game of Thrones all you like. I think when I said there should be a sort of new creative vision when you are trying to remake something, that it doesn't have to be about the story itself. I think you can shut a movie, like the same movie, the exact same movie, shut scene by scene, but you can use better visual effects and better cinematic techniques and such.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a reason to make a remake too. Like you may be thinking, we did this movie exists, but because of the technology, this isn't quite there.
One Piece first season.
So maybe now with the new technical possibilities, we can improve on the, like the idea was very good, but we weren't able to take it to a good place because of technology. And now we can.
You can say Tron.
No, I will never say Tron. The original Tron is like, if anything, too much technology is the problem with the original Tron. But please continue. Please continue with the Game of Thrones.
I think I just want to say, Elf brought up an excellent point about like banking too much on the original material and being stuck in this place of like between doing something original and adhering to the original content, because that's basically like ending of Game of Thrones, isn't it? Because they had a show that organically built different characters that are different to the original material. Like the characters that entered season 8, like last season of Game of Thrones, were not the same characters they were in the books. But because they didn't, like, because they didn't adhere to that, because they didn't work around it, adapted to that, they still, presumably, we don't know, obviously, but they still tried to go for the book endings or the endings they were given at the start, like the endings they saw as end goals. And when those two clashed, because why does this character suddenly completely shifted to act like somebody else, it just made everyone angry and produced a disaster. And I think that's another thing that you have to like be careful about remakes, because you can't make the characters' actions the same. I think another good example of this is,
before the example, I just wanna say that writing the ending before writing the entire show is such a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Another example is How I Met Your Mother. But go on.
No, it is. But
We're just having a remake.
I think it already did unintended.
Is it?
Yes, they did the How I...
It did?
They did How I Met Your Father.
Yeah,
like,
they did the gender swap.
And it flopped and ended, I think. But like, Izal, you're absolutely right.
A one-sided friend of the show, Friend Space Ninja, has an excellent episode on that. You can go watch.
One-sided friend of the show. God damn it. But I agree with that. But also, with remakes, it's even the worse, because you have an already established ending that you have to decide whether you're going to like do it again or you're going to do something different. And they just try to go into this vague middle area and it almost never works, which is a problem, because if you're going to remake and do something different, you have to stick the landing as something different.
By the way, I will, I won't necessarily disagree. I am just going to add to it that having a different ending and exploring the implications of that different ending could be why you are making a remake as well. Like, yes. If I was remaking Julius Caesar, I wouldn't have killed him. And I would have made him live for like 5 more years or so and have people hating him instead of the way people are loving him right now because of the way he was killed. Like, I would have explored the you either die a hero or live long enough to become villain angle by having right. Julius Caesar reaching his full potential. That would be the remake I would want to make for Caesar.
I think it's just interesting that there are a lot of possibilities you can take. And also, we also talked a bit about maturing of remakes, like making something more mature. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying that in air quotes.
Yeah, because like when we watched Avatar, we were kids.
Isn't it the mature audience?
By the way, during this episode, we used mature in two different ways. One is having it reach a more growth, like better explored, better developed.
Exactly. Sense, like, I mature. Think it makes sense.
And also mature in the sense that it is appealing to an older audience. NS's mature was the former, Binali's mature is the latter.
I think I'm gonna say it more like the more like realistic type of cinema that has been like more popular in like past.
You can say edgy, gritty, dark, stupid. Yeah, like you can say these things.
I'm not gonna call it stupid by this, but like post 9/11 type of cinema where it's like more grounded, more saturated.
Because, I disagree with the sense that making something more sad and less happy isn't making it more grounded. It's making it more boring. But please continue.
I mean, it is more grounded still. It isn't. Making them both. But
there are happy people exist in the world. I have seen some.
When I grow up.
I would like to be one of them someday.
you won't get there by watching contemporary movies.
But I'm going to say, I think there is a good example of this that I personally hate, but I think mostly universally acclaimed, which is the remake of 2013, I think, adaptation remake of like Les Miserables, the movie musical, which is like very, as opposed to a stage play, like Les Mis is a dark musical. It has very dark themes. It has multiple themes. It is 3 hours long. But the movie is decidedly a lot more darker in like tone because it's a stage play. Like the stage play has to have some levity to it to keep you engaged still, because you're not looking at the screen, you're looking at people. The movie itself is very much like darker, much more like this realistic tone. I really dislike it. But this is what I'm going to say, and I can't believe I'm going to say a good thing about the movie. bad remakes can still have good effects on original material, because that movie like revived the fandom for Les Misérables, like, and introduced so many people to the original musical and made fans of it. And I think that's just, that's something sometimes being overlooked. A similar thing also happened with Cats. I think we can all agree the Cats movie is horrendous. Like, it's a disaster. But a lot of people got into, like, watching dance musicals, watching the original Cats itself through it. Even just, like, making fun of the movie, they got into something they normally maybe would not be exposed to. So I think there is also an angle of making a remake that's, like,
Willy Wonka,
bringing the original material to more people, even if the remake itself is not good. And I think similar, something similar is also happening with like Avatar. Is like there are a lot of projects, like we touched on it a bit, there are a lot of like projects around the Avatar universe that are being made. Mm-hmm. And like, I hate the live action show, I'm never gonna watch it to completion, but at least this also presents opportunities such as maybe stuff I will enjoy in the long run, because it is helping like the original content reappear in mm-hmm. the zeitgeist.
I think it's fine because like the original thing is still there. You can go and watch it. It's not like when you make a remake, the original thing doesn't disappear.
Exactly. That's what I did. That's what I am doing right now. After finishing the live, I was like, you know what? I miss the OG cast. Let me go back and watch everything one more time. But this time in German.
Yeah, I definitely suggest you to watch it in German.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the movie did not do that.
The Avatar movie? No, the Avatar movie is like getting yeah. punched in the face. Another friend of, one-sided friend of our show puts it.
Avatar movie feels like only people who watched that movie feels like they were actually looking for the blue Avatar, but they accidentally opened this one and they said, whatevs.
I watched it in cinema. I watched it in cinema. What are you talking about?
But when you watched it in cinema, Enes, have you seen the comments on the movie or...
No, I wasn't
yeah, that's
very
why.
Knowledgeable about Avatar as well.
That's why.
I remember I downloaded the movie, the original Avatar, and tried to watch it. And after seeing them pronouncing it Ankh for the third time, I closed it off. Like my heart couldn't take it.
I watched the trailer and saw the moves they make to... what was it? Candle, blowing the candle, and I decided not to watch it.
I've never watched that.
So, like, many of the Avatar fans has already watched it, like many times.
Unfortunately,
so many times. And
they already confirmed two more seasons.
Different than that, I watched the original series in three languages and like many times as well. Like first in Turkish. Then watched it multiple times in English. And also when I went to Germany, I tried to give it a chance to watch it in German. And that's when I heard they're also calling Ankh, if I'm not correct, wrong. In German dub, they are calling Ankh.
Oy.
That is atrocious.
Yeah, that is the worst thing Germans have ever done in the history, is my...
Oh!
I also tried to watch, like, I also watched Korra in two languages, Turkish and English. And I tried to watch it in German as well. I wasn't very, like, the dub was not that good, though. But they made a perfect Tenzin voice, like, same in English. It was nearly similar.
Nice. I do enjoy the Korra, but...
No, Korra is fine.
Season 2 hurts me.
Season 2 hurts you because you live in Turkey. I am not gonna explain that. I'm just, you know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Moving on. a show that I watched in multiple languages was Shaman King.
To the Shaman King.
Yes, the one very interesting thing about Shaman King is its English translation is also like most themes are different in the original Japanese and the English.
Yes, yeah.
Like the episode lengths are the same, but the contents are quite different. Mm-hmm. It's a two different show, the Japanese version and the English version.
Yeah.
English version is much more lighthearted than the Japanese, and somehow they are the same scenes. It's very very fun to watch them both.
Vinx is also kind of like that too. Like when you watch it from the original Italian studio.
Oh yeah, we tried that with the Zal ones.
And then compared to Nickelodeon remastering or like republishing, I don't know. A lot of slight things changed because in Nickelodeon studio had to remake all the show again. And then, yeah, it was kind of interesting to see like even the slight color change, clothes change, or I don't know, hair change. Like it doesn't really add to the story, but they decided to go like a little bit of flair there. But yeah.
They made the mom stay-at-home mother, and
exactly.
In the original show, she has a job.
Yeah, like, okay.
They took a stance.
Yeah.
It's important.
But we all know what's the main reason why these remakes exist, right?
Binali will say something. Stop.
Oh, okay.
I was just gonna say something. It is interesting because this didn't occur to me until we were speaking about this. But when we were when you guys were speaking about like in different languages and like in dubs, but it's also interesting that the same material can be quote unquote remade just by a dub. Because and I'm gonna give the prime example here. I'm gonna give everyone's favorite dub. No, I'm gonna
Turkish subtitles for JoJo is insane.
No,
or the Ice Age movies.
No,
oh no, the Asterix
and Obelix.
Yes.
I have never watched the Cleopatra movie in its original language because I fully believe that. Actually, I think we looked it up to see like what the original accent was, like what the original voice was like. But the architect's accent, the Turkish dub accent in that movie, gives it a whole different world of ideas. And like it recontextualizes the entire thing. It's literally a remake at this point.
I mean, Spider-Man was the same for me. Like, you know, Spider-Man telling that he wanted to Munte and like garlic, like you're like, wait a minute, Spider-Man likes Munte, a Turkish dish that is custom to this area most of the time.
I think they also
kind of like a dumpling or
Asterix and Obelix.
Well, that was what I was gonna say. That's also an interesting angle.
Also, Eddie and Budu. Like again, I'm saying Eddie and Budu, but I think it's English different. It's like Ed and what?
Eddie and
Bud.
Like in
Eddie and Burr.
So
Ernie and Burn, something like that. I think
exactly. In the Puppets, the names were different like too.
The orange guy and the yellow guy, right, from the Muppets.
Yeah. I thought they were Turkish for a really long time because they changed the language so perfectly and localized it. I was like, this is a Turkish thing when I was a kid.
Ernie and Bert.
Bert.
Yeah, Bert and Erdi.
It's a fairly well translation.
Eddie and Budu.
Okay, now we can.
Okay, Elif, now you can hit it.
Yeah, what I was just going to say was like, but we have to still mention it. I'm now putting my sociologist hat on. The main reason of all of this is money. Capitalism. Milking
what?
That
Oh, yeah,
cow.
Money. That's the thing that
exists. I didn't even think of that.
Let's take this fandom away and give me the money.
I am scared. What is happening right now?
Indeed. Elif suddenly became capitalist.
Money.
Fun show. So anyway, that was our show. Thank you for listening. We have tried to talk about why you would want to remake something.
Money.
And we have got some social media stuff. It's going to be in the episode description. You can come and tell us why you think Avatar Remake is good, why Avatar Remake is bad, why Enes is right, why I'm wrong, stuff like that you can say. And comment on our social media.
Money, 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 money.